Well, a good one is freshmeat.org. Tells you about almost all the free software in the world. Was there a question? Hands raised? Anyone? Freshmeat.net. That's it. Okay. Next slide, please. Okay. Should you still be using it? Should you be using Linux? If your VCR is still blinking 12 o'clock, wait a year or two until we have good GUIs. It's not ready for you yet. Does Windows satisfy all of your needs affordably? It happened that it didn't satisfy mine. That was one of the major reasons that I'm running Linux today. I just could not afford, $300 every year or so for a new development software suite, etc. And of course, the C compiler is free with Linux. And you get free updates, just download another one. Do you need software that's only available on Windows? If so, you can't use Linux yet, at least not for that job. But you might consider writing that software for Linux or telling the company that sells you that software on Windows that you would like to have it on Linux. Okay, do you need hardware that's not supported, like my scanner? Well, if you have hardware like that that's not supported, please tell the manufacturer, hey, I want a Linux driver, please do that for me. Because hopefully another 1,000 people are telling them, and they will then make a Linux driver. Okay, is your boss fearful? This is a major reason for not using Linux in your business. Because your boss is afraid that you won't be able to get support, or Linus Torvalds will die and there will be no one left to write it, or this stuff is written by hackers and he just doesn't trust hackers, or, and this is the one I always hear, everyone is using Microsoft. Why should we be different? And so if your boss is fearful, there are a couple things you can do. One thing is get a new job, and another is do things like this talk today. Educate the people in your company. I did not have a degree in public speaking. I just got up here and shivered through the first few occasions and, you know, spread the good word as much as I can. And so you have to evangelize your company about Linux. And lots of people like that. If you do a talk for your engineers in your company, a lot of people will come to hear about it. In fact, I now have law companies, companies of lawyers, asking me to come and do lunchtime talks so that they can understand this open source software and the licenses, which obviously lawyers have to work with. Okay, so do you need to do things that off-the-shelf software won't do? There are about 9 companies in the United States that are trying to make rockets to go to space. It's the new big business. It's bigger than the internet. And those companies are doing a lot of the engineering and guidance software under Linux because they have the whole system and they trust it and they have to write all the stuff. And, okay. And is money a limiting factor rather than time? If it is, you want to use Linux because it's free. Okay, next slide, please. Okay, how's the software developed? Usually one person writes a program, releases it with the source code to the net, and then everyone joins in. And so I have been working with approximately 200 people on the Debian Linux distribution. I have now met a bunch of them, but I was the leader of the project before I met even one. They were just email. And we get an exciting amount of work done that way. It's really quite surprising. Okay, and there are projects that you can join. For example, the GNOME project to make a GUI, the Debian project to make a Linux distribution. If you aren't a programmer, you can be a technical writer. We need people to document things. And it's really nice because interesting things happen with your software. Next slide, please. This is one of the interesting things that happens with your software. One day, I got an email that said, how do I make this system boot without a VGA console? I only have a serial terminal. And I said, okay, this will take me about 15 minutes to make the answer, and I'll have to reboot my system to do this. And I've never heard of the person asking this question before, so should I waste the time for him? And I said, yeah, okay, I will. So I rebooted my system. I figured out how to make it work with a serial console. I wrote him back how to do it. About an hour later, I get back a message. That worked great, thank you. I'm putting this on the space shuttle. Okay, and I was out of my seat and on the floor backwards. Okay, so there is a system that I had been writing as a hobby, flying on the space shuttle. As it happened, it flew twice because the battery in the space shuttle broke the first time, so they had to come back. And it was controlling plant growth experiments, so it was doing closed-loop process control and sending back telemetry. And it was running on a computer about this big with a solid-state disk. And the software that was running was, very much of it was stuff that I had written or stuff that I'd put together that came from other people. And at the same time that this was up in space, I was working for Pixar, and we were about to release Toy Story. And people kept asking me, gosh, aren't you proud that you work for Pixar? And I'd say, well, yeah, but then my hobby project is up there in orbit. So this kind of, you know, hobbies become your occupation sometimes. Next slide, please. Okay, so what does the future hold? What, do you think I'm clairvoyant? Software patents are going to be a problem. Microsoft, IBM, other companies are patenting 10% more this year than last year. And fortunately, you don't have software patents here and in Europe the way we do in the United States. Please keep your governments from supporting software patents. First of all, because suddenly you will have to pay for all the things that you're already using, and it will probably bankrupt your government because it uses a lot of software that has patents on it. Second, because when we give software away for free, we can't afford to pay the patent royalties. So software patents in the U.S. could be a real problem in the future because people are patenting digital audio, digital video, etc., and then we can't use it without paying for it, etc. Very bad. Okay, open source will become more important, as you can see it's doing. All of the applications you need will be available, including Quicken, so you can find out what it is. And proprietary software will continue to be a healthy business. Folks, we are not putting programmers on the street. There will always be people willing to pay for software, and there will always be software that you have to pay for. Do not consider open source a threat. It is actually something that helps your business because it gives you a level playing field where you can all compete equally, which you didn't have with Microsoft because they own things that they didn't tell you about, that their applications used, etc. Okay, customers will demand open standards because they don't want to be locked into one system again. And Microsoft and other companies will do what they call embrace and enhance. They will take open standards and try to make them closed standards. And we need you, the customer, to help resist this process. Next slide, please. Okay, I'm about out of time, so let's take questions until they forcibly remove me from the stage. Come on, guys, you can do it. Go on. Oh, yeah. The X window system is the low-level part of the graphical user interface. And it is, for the people who don't know, it allows remote access, which Windows doesn't do very well, and lots of other things. And KDE and GNOME go on top of X, but they don't really need to go on top of X. They are Windows system independent. They use a library that isolates the details of the Windows system. And in fact, there are about five newer Windows systems being worked on. One of them is GNUSTEP, which is a NextStep clone. One of them is called Berlin, which is trying to be very compact and efficient, and there are a few others. So in that context, what was your question? Yeah, the companies that created X tried to put a more nasty license on it a while ago, and everyone yelled and screamed, and they decided they wouldn't do that. So it's being very good. X386 is a project, needs a lot of work because of all these strange hardware devices. And it's actually harder to volunteer for X386 than it is to volunteer for any other development project because they have paperwork, they have a non-disclosure agreement. But if you're into writing display card drivers, it's worth doing. More questions? Anyone? Okay, well, we're actually on time, I think. Yes. So thank you very much. I'll be here for the rest of the day. Don't be shy. Walk up and talk with me.
Thank you very much, Bruce.